Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The pandemic is forcing many cities to rethink outdoor spaces. In New York, where indoor dining is still not allowed, the city has made it easier for restaurants to set up tables on streets and sidewalks. As Camille Peterson reports, restaurants are hoping this will help them get back in business.
These days, many New York streets are a sea of outdoor dining. Tables, plants, trees, umbrellas, and they're now fenced in by barricades with flower boxes and hanging plants. Whitney Kuo is sitting outside a restaurant in Brooklyn. She chose to eat here after looking at other restaurants and finding the tables were not far apart enough to be safe.
I like to peek at everything and always see what's going on, and most places freak me out.
Kuo's friend, Sofia Scarlatos, said she had a bad experience eating outdoors at a different place.
And it was pretty dirty, because it was like kind of in a gutter, my table.
That's why the two of them ended up at this Brooklyn restaurant, Hunky Dory. Hunky Dory's outdoor seating area is in a big lot next to the restaurant. It's surrounded by a fence and blocked off from street traffic, and Kuo says Hunky Dory is
the only place where I've seen the tables like actually almost 10 feet apart.
Before July, Hunky Dory had no outdoor seating, and this area was an empty lot.
Barbed wire fence across the top, pretty bleak.
That's Claire Sprouse. She owns Hunky Dory. She struck up a deal with the lot's owner to fix it up and use it for outdoor dining. It's costing her about $10,000 at a time when her business is scraping by after being closed to dining for months during the pandemic.
Which is why it's so scary, like, thinking about, like, how long we'll be able to use this.
That's because Mayor Bill de Blasio has only relaxed restrictions on outdoor dining through October 31st. As long as restaurants keep a path clear for pedestrians and follow other guidelines, they can apply to put seating on sidewalks and parking spaces. A few blocks away from Hunky Dory, Felucio Adeyamo has not opened outdoor dining at his restaurant, Suya, which has limited sidewalk space. But he wants restaurants in the neighborhood that do have lots of outdoor space to thrive. He says it brings more customers to the area.
They're going to walk around, they're going to go, and they're going to trickle down, like, let's see what's up, you know? So it's just one of those things where it's just like, bigger outside seating, excellent. Please, please do it, you know?
Over in Chinatown, the narrow sidewalks and tightly packed storefronts make outdoor dining a particular challenge. Wellington Chen leads the Chinatown Business Improvement District, which has converted an entire street into an outdoor dining hall.
We're doing all we can to make sure they have a fighting chance.
On a hot and muggy afternoon, customers were eating wonton soup and Peking duck. Chen says since the dining hall opened last week, restaurants have seen an increase in business. But making outdoor dining work in a big city like New York is not easy.
It's crowded, noisy, and in the summertime, sometimes a little bit stinky. You get a lot of humidity.
Stephanie Robson teaches restaurant design at Cornell. She says restaurants have to overcome all of those challenges.
And there's something else they're trying to do, which is convey a little bit about the restaurant experience that they have inside on the outside.
Robson says the message is, look, it's us. On this concrete lot or this sidewalk among the shrubs and barricades, we're still the same restaurant. For NPR News, I'm Camille Peterson in New York.